Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Sacred School of Omna. This week's channeled message is from Master Katumi and it's entitled Lost in the Source. Greetings, beloved beings of light. I am Master Katumi. My energy explodes and blossoms with love. I share the love of my being, the love of all the ascended masters and the Creator with you. To embrace you and act as a healing balm for all that you are moving through in your ascension process on the earth. We love you dearly, and we are present to support you in all ways that are possible. I, Master Katumi, wish to speak of being lost in the source of the Creator today. As you are accelerating your ascension, your heart chakra is expanding. You are grounding more fully into the presence of your truth as you exist upon the earth. You are navigating your reality from the space of truth within you, while also expressing the vibration and frequency of the Creator through your being in a way that is unique and appropriate for you. The speed at which you are ascending is quickening, and we are entering into new realms of ascension. You have been moving through your ascension process through many lifetimes. In this lifetime, you are achieving more advanced initiations and activations than you have in other lifetimes. And so the pathway that you walk upon now is new. There are new energies, understandings, skills and abilities to become accustomed to. You are entering into a more expansive nature of your being, therefore a more expansive vibration of the Creator. When you step into new vibrations of light, you can become very disorientated because of the expansion of light. Your body, your physical body, and your energy bodies, even your chakras, are not accustomed to the expansive nature that is available to you. And this is light that is expansive, that continues, that is limitless. Therefore, your thoughts, your emotions, everything that you are becomes more expansive, more able to connect with the limitless nature of your being. So new possibilities arise. Now, as you enter into this expansive vibration, where everything around you is expansive and everything within you is expansive, you can feel as if you are lost. All of a sudden, maybe you cannot connect with the people around you or even yourself in the same way. Maybe meditation doesn't work as it used to. Skills or abilities or healings that you give, maybe they seem more powerful or less powerful, but they don't seem the same. Maybe your reality becomes topsy-turvy. And things that you relied on, that you anchored yourself into, no longer serve you or work in the same way. It may feel as if everything is moving around you and there is nowhere to hold onto to stabilize yourself. You might find that the reality that you once loved no longer has the same appeal, or a dream that you were aspiring to no longer seems to captivate you in the same way. You might find that your body is tired or weary, or that it becomes ill in some way. When you make a change of expansion, which you do and are doing several times now through your ascension, because it is moving so quickly, you enter into this space where you may feel lost, disorientated, confused. And it is very important to acknowledge this, because that is the first step in entering into the new expansive vibration of your being and of your reality. And once you accept that you may be lost, you may be confused or disorientated, you will find that things begin to settle. Then there will be a need for grounding. And the grounding is immensely important. Many people believe that they do not need to ground themselves. However, each time you ground yourself, especially now in this era of ascension, you are actually grounding yourself into all of the energy frequencies, all the skills and tools, all the dimensions that you're accessing. It's as if you're collecting them all and grounding them into your current reality. So each time you ground, it is like anchoring. You're anchoring everything that you are in that moment. And because everything that you are keeps changing and evolving, as you anchor, as you ground, you are bringing more and more of the life, the love, the truth of the Creator into your being, into your reality. You're also allowing yourself to meet Mother Earth, to be supported by Mother Earth, and assisted so that she may serve you in your ascension upon the earth. As well as grounding and anchoring, this process also supports you in realizing your truth. It brings you into a space of clarity and stillness, so that you may understand the new you that is dawning. And with this understanding, recognition, and acknowledgement, so you don't feel so confused or lost, you begin to become accustomed to the new expansion within your being and the new expansion of your reality. So with grounding, you collect everything that you are, all the vibrations and skills and dimensions, and you sit in that energy and you become clear. You understand everything. You embody it. You become the embodiment of your ascension. And it's becoming the embodiment of your ascension that allows you to realize that you are not lost. That in actual fact, the remembrance, the knowledge, the wisdom that you require is within you, and you are able to access it with greater ease. than greater perfection. Thus, you feel loved and love. Thus, you feel supported, comforted and assisted, healed, and revitalized. And a new aspect of yourself downloads into your being. And this new aspect of yourself enjoys the expansion and supports you in understanding how to use the expansion of your being and reality, that limitless energy within your being and reality, so that you may serve yourself and serve others. While I, Master Gotoumi, invite you to observe yourself and your reality at this time, I also invite you to observe yourself and others around you. Observe whether others are hysterical, whether they're running around confused, whether they're unsettled or uncomfortable, whether they seem lost, or maybe they're walking upon a pathway that is inappropriate for them. Maybe they're being governed by habits. Maybe a negative thought is causing great anxiety. Maybe they are lost. Allow yourself to observe, to acknowledge, to realize on their behalf that they may be lost in this new transition of expansion. And if you recognize this, I invite you to ground yourself, to feel the floor beneath you, to be so aware of the ground, the soil, the earth, whatever is beneath you that is the floor. To feel that as you focus on grounding yourself, also extend your energy to the other and invite their being to ground also. You can do it silently. They do not need to know. And remain in that focus until you feel them letting go. Letting go of that energy of being lost. And it will almost be as if they come down onto the earth with a thud. And then give them space and observe them another time. And if needs be, then practice this again. Until you notice them stepping into the expansion. And you will realize when they step into the expansion, because they will be happy. They will be relaxed. They will be more grounded. And you may worry about achieving work with others without their consent. You can always ask for their consent, energetically or physically. However, be aware that if you practice this and they do not give their consent, it may not result in the in the energies that you wish for, in the outcome that you wish for. And that is fine because they have free will. However, when they are ready and willing, they will accept that energy. It is almost as if it has been stored, waiting for them. It is time to observe the expansion within your being and reality. It is time to support yourself and others so that you can feel secure, centered, and filled with clarity as you enter into the vibration of expansion. My love is with you always. I am Master Kutumi. I thank you. I hope you enjoyed the channeling from Master Kutumi today, and that it assists you and those around you, your loved ones, in this time of great change and uncertainty as well. Until next week, my love is with you always. Thank you.